Our guest speaker this morning grew up in the coffee fields of Kona, and here he sits today as Bishop of the Hompahunganji Mission of Hawaii. We all know him very well. We've seen him around a lot, and we're so honored to have him here today with us. Bishop Eric Matsumoto.
Good morning. Today as observing a very, very special service. But Dharma school students and scouts and others, junior YBA, how can you tell that we're having a very special service today? Besides the fact that we started at 9:30 instead of 9 o'clock, and that young and less young are all together here in the main sanctuary, the main temple, what's different today from the so-called regular Sunday service? Did you notice how the ministers are wearing much more fancy robes? Do you see the special decorations or adornments on the altar? There are two flowers today, two candles, and there's that beautiful altar cloth on the altar today. These all tell us that today we're having a very, very special, a very important service. And of course, as Mr. Kubota mentioned earlier today, we're celebrating the birthday of Shinran Shoni, who told us about Amida Buddha's love or great compassion. Today, I'll start by sharing that 2 weeks ago, I went to the mainland along with our state president, Mr. Piper Toyama, and Reverend Umitani, my executive assistants, for a meeting with the other bishops of Canada, the mainland US, South America, and important leaders from our main temple in Kyoto, Japan. Well, a minister from Brazil shared with us a story, a book, that his wife had written. It is called When the Bluebird Sings, or in Japanese, Aoi Tori ga Naku Toki. And today I'd like to share with you this story. It goes like this. Deep in the forest, there lived a beautiful bluebird. The bluebird was very proud of its own beauty. When flying through the forest, everyone would say, "Over there, it's Bluebird. How beautiful he is," as they let out an envious sigh. "Hey, Bluebird, why don't you come and sing with us?" But Bluebird frantically flew away. "What's with him? He's always like that." "Well, let's just forget about him and sing." Always being this way, no one ever heard Bluebird sing. "Oh, how I wish I could sing with my friends," said Bluebird. But unlike his appearance, his voice was raspy and unpleasant. Since then, Bluebird went out only at dusk, so he wouldn't be seen by his friends. Then one day, out of nowhere, a beautiful voice singing, "Bupo so," was heard. "What a beautiful voice!" The bluebird, in search of the owner of that beautiful voice, searched throughout the forest. "Bupo so, bupo so," could be heard. Because the bluebird was always flying when the beautiful voice was heard, his friends began to think that that was Bluebird's voice. "Hey, Bluebird, you sing with such an amazing voice. We heard you. It's a beautiful voice. We could hear. Bupo so. It's so lovely," as they flew by. "Oh no," thought Bluebird. "What shall I do? That's not me. That's not my voice." Quietly at dusk, Bluebird would go out in search of the voice. Seeing the bluebird flying about, his friends began calling him. "Bupo so, bupo so." But feeling embarrassed, it became all the more difficult for the bluebird to go out, that he would go out searching for the owner of the voice, and so he would go out only after everyone had fallen asleep. "Bupo so, bupo so." "Ah, found it, finally." The bluebird found the owner of the voice. It was none other than a big owl. As their eyes met, The bluebird immediately felt very happy, yet ashamed and disappointed in himself, and began to cry. The bluebird could not stop crying. The owl gently watched over the crying bluebird. Crying, bluebird said, "With such an ugly voice as mine, I can't sing with everyone. My friends are mistaken, thinking that your beautiful voice belongs to me." Gently drinking, crying bluebird, he sighed. In a firm and yet beautiful, clear voice, the owl said, "Just as you are. It's fine, just as you are. I've heard about you, Buposo. What a nice name they've given you. And your voice. Your voice also comforts those who hear it. It's a wonderful voice." "That can't be," said Bluebird. "Buposo," said Owl. "Listen carefully. I can only fly at night, after dark. That is why I would be happy if you would fly during the day. Everyone is happy with you just flying, seeing you fly." Buposo cried and cried. He was overjoyed and so happy. Since then, he would fly all day from tree to tree, forest to forest. Then at night, he would always go to the owl's side and listen to the stories that the owl had to share. And then he would share those stories with his friends the next day. This became a part of his daily routine. That voice was a happy one that everyone was thankful for. And Buposo came to enjoy being able to sing together with them. Not one of his friends said his voice was ugly. And to this day, the voice of Buposo can be heard every evening deep in the forest. End of story. This is a very Jodo Shinshu story. Let's find out what it means. First, Bluebird. Who is Bluebird? If you haven't guessed already, Bluebird is you and me. We are Bluebird. Many times, we're very proud of ourselves. Many times, we don't have a beautiful voice like Bluebird, in the beginning at least, because we yell, gossip, sometimes say hurtful things, which hurt other people. Not a very pretty voice. Now the owl. Who is the owl in this story? It's the Buddha. Amida Buddha, who Shinran Shonin told us about. Shinran Shonin's message to us that Amida Buddha loves us just as we are. Amida Buddha doesn't say to be better first, then I will love and accept you. Amida Buddha loves and accepts you and me just as we are. Now, that's true, real love. When you know you're truly loved, doesn't it feel wonderful? It makes you happy and thankful. In fact, so happy and thankful that it changes your life. When Shinran Shonin came to understand Amida Buddha, it changed his life. He wanted to try to live in a way that would make Amida Buddha smile. And he wanted everyone, more and more people, to know about Amida Buddha's love. This is what happened to Bluebird too. When Bluebird understood that the owl loved him and accepted him just as he was, it made him so happy and thankful that Bluebird's way of thinking changed, and what he did also changed. In the beginning, Bluebird wanted to stay away from the other birds and not say anything. But after he knew that Owl loved him, he began sharing the many wonderful things that the owl was sharing with him. And he wanted to share his happiness that he was feeling with all the other birds. And out of gratitude, he wanted to share those wise and kind stories and things that owl was sharing with him. And that is what Shinran Shonin did too. Out of gratitude, he shared his happiness about Amida Buddha with others. Shinran Shonin told us that when you believe with your whole heart in Amida Buddha, there are 10 things which you receive. For example, you will be happy and experience great joy. You will be so grateful to Amida Buddha and want to do good things which will make the Buddha happy, and you'll always be reciting Namo Amida Butsu, the Buddha's name, and encouraging other people to say it too. Shinran Shonin's life was one of responding in gratitude. So to you and me too, Amida Buddha is saying, I understand, trust me, call my name, Namo Amida Butsu. I promise to take care of you. I promise to make you happy. This is Amida Buddha's promise. When we come to know and understand this great wish and love of the Buddha, which includes everyone and everything, we'll be able to say Namo Amida Butsu without forcing ourselves or be worried about how beautiful it sounds or not. And Mr. Kubota doesn't have to tell us, please say Namo Amida Butsu. And we'll be able to say it again very naturally. This is the Nembutsu that we talk about in Honganji. We say it out of gratitude and appreciation, having become aware of Amida Buddha's unconditional compassion. Experiencing the Buddha's love, compassion, our life will change. We won't become perfect. We'll still make mistakes, but more and more, we'll become aware of those mistakes, and many times be able to catch ourselves from making those mistakes. And we'll definitely want others to know about Amida Buddha too. Just as Bluebird began to share the stories he heard from Owl with others, we'll want to share our joy, our happiness with others, in hopes that others will be happy too. In fact, I think other people will notice how happy and grateful you are. Again, Amida Buddha's wish is that everyone and everything can be happy and at peace. That is also Shinran Shonin's wish. So the best present we can give him today as we celebrate his birthday is for us to trust Amida Buddha, say Namo Amida Butsu, and out of gratitude, share our happiness with others. By the way, the owl in this story is true. There really is a bird that does cry, Buposo, Buposo. I think some of you know Buposo. That's the cry of the owl. I think many of you already realize that Buposo is a Japanese word for Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Buposo, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Today, to end my Dharma School message, please join me to say Amida Buddha's name loudly and clearly in awareness and gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.